President-elect Donald Trump has laid out numerous goals for the first few months of his administration. It'll be mostly up to his cabinet secretaries to enact them. But making sure the federal government behaves as a single, cohesive organization, well, that's up to the Office of Management and Budget, the White House. Mallory Barg Bowman is the research director at the Partnership for Public Service. She spoke with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about what the incoming administration needs to do to strengthen OMB as the focal point of missions that cut across agencies.
OMB, you know, as you all know, is a really small agency. You're talking about fewer than 500 employees, but it's really the only entity at the center of government positioned to drive that collaboration that you were talking about. And, you know, GAO has said, and others have said as well, that there are very few important issues that the next administration is going to deal with, whether it's cybersecurity or economic development or immigration, that can be handled by any single agency alone. And OMB is really well positioned to help serve as that connective tissue between agencies, bringing them together, whether it's through the cross-agency priority goals, and the administration will need to develop the new set of those in 2018, or through efforts already underway around things like federal permitting or efforts like that.
That cross-cutting nature of the federal government's mission, I mean, do you feel like that's just sort of a more modern phenomenon compared to the way the government has traditionally been organized, and that OMB is just not really caught up to that fact?
You know, I think that there are some efforts that have been underway for some time. You know, you look at things like Healthy People, which has been around for more than a decade at this point, which set common outcome measures for our nation's health care. You look at things like the Interagency Council on Homelessness, other efforts that have been underway really to cross streams. Also, when there's been an emergency, agencies do have a tendency to work really well together or really rally together around a common cause. And so now the effort is and the focus is to make sure that some of those things happen as a part of day-to-day business and not just as an emergency.
So as you folks at the partnership went back and talked to former OMB leaders, what were some of the common themes that they pointed to as, you know, potential hindrances to that sort of coordination role that we're talking about? And what could the next administration do to strengthen OMB's role there?
So, you know, a lot of us are reading the tea leaves now based on the different names that President-elect Trump has put forward. And, you know, with naming Representative Mulvaney as, you know, the possible director of the Office of Management and Budget, we know that he's a fiscal conservative. We know he's focused a lot on the budget part of OMB. And what we at the Partnership for Public Service have said, we did a project with the Arnold Foundation interviewing almost 70 former OMBers and other folks who have worked closely with OMB, is that Mulvaney and the new president should embrace the other critical roles at OMB, and it could really have a huge impact on the operations and management of the government. And, you know, we talked about collaboration a little bit ago, but also under innovation, efficiency, and really the use of data throughout the federal enterprise. OMB, the M part of the OMB, is really part of helping government function better, more efficiently, more effectively, really get those outcomes for the American public. And I would encourage the incoming administration to pay attention to that side of it, too, not just to the budget side.
Yeah, and that theme comes up in several different places in the report. You've got a great quote from Leon Anderson, who is the assistant director for budget. He said he told Leon Panetta as he was coming in as OMB director, you'll spend 120% of your time on the budget, 10% on regulations, and the rest on management. I mean, that's so striking. Why does that tend to be the case? Is it just a lack of staffing and resources on the management side, because you certainly don't want to take away attention from the budget, given its importance across the government?
Absolutely. So staffing is one piece of it. If you look at how OMB is structured, you do have considerably more resources on the budget side of things. You also have an established process for issuing the president's budget. Now, you know, we all know it doesn't always come out on time, but there is really a well-established process there. Now, I think the GPR Modernization Act codified some structures and processes in place on the management side, but I really think there's an opportunity to do a lot more. You know, every president coming into office, in addition to issuing a first budget, should be called upon to have their management agenda ready to go, to really explain how they're going to lead this large and complex, you know, 4 million person workforce, and really be clear about that. And I think we've seen early signs of that in what Trump has said in terms of talking about him as CEO of the government. And I really think it's important to pay attention to the M side of OMB as well.
Yeah, and I think there's also usually a tendency in a brand new administration to want to do a whole lot of things really quickly on the sort of policy enactment front, while you've still got political support, while everybody's fresh, while you're trying to lay down markers for the rest of a president's term. And if that's the case, you probably want a strong, fully functioning OMB, emphasis on M, on day one to minimize the chaos of all that.
That's exactly right. And I think, as history has shown us, competent management can lead to positive outcomes and a successful presidency, and missteps can derail important initiatives and lead to real political fallout and increase public distrust. I mean, think back to healthcare.gov and the things that happened there. So really, I think there's a lot at stake at getting the management steps up and running.
Our own Jason Miller over here at Federal News Radio did the math on this earlier this week, and he found that the average tenure of an OMB director over the past couple administrations has been 21 months. I mean, is there something to say for figuring out some way to have more continuous leadership at the top of OMB? And if so, how?
Sure. So that's not atypical. We do tend to see political appointments lasting about in that range. You do have some agencies, though, that have political leadership that has a longer-term view. You look at the United States Government Accountability Office, where the individual in charge, the Comptroller General of the United States, is selected not only by the president, is named by the president, but selected by a bipartisan committee and has a term for almost two decades. And so it does provide that continuity and leadership that is really important. So I think there is something to be said for that. But all that being said, the president does need to have a trusting relationship with the OMB director. And if it has to be a person that he or she names, then you know, perhaps that makes sure that the president trusts the OMB leadership as really being supportive of the administration.
Yeah, and as the report kind of points out, not just the president, but the rest of the West Wing, and then sort of the political operation within the White House. What's your advice to the incoming administration on building those links between the West Wing and OMB?
Yeah, no, I think one thing that we heard repeatedly when we were doing our work was, in some cases, it takes the incoming administration a long time to realize the treasure trove of resources for them within OMB. You have really smart people who really understand the way government works. It is a great resource to the incoming administration. And what we heard repeatedly from OMB leadership is either they learned it soon enough or way too late. And I would just encourage them to realize that these individuals are committed to the government. They're not beholden to one administration or the other. You really do have a treasure trove in OMB, and they're there to help. And I would encourage the new administration to meet with the OMB staffers early and often and see how they can leverage that expertise.
That's Mallory Bard Bowman, the Research Director at the Partnership for Public Service, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. Find a link to the partnership's recent report on transforming OMB and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.